Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bring him on over. We'll just do it back-to-back, JFig. We'll bring him on over. No need for him to wait anymore. He's been a patient man. That's a great head of hair. Anton
That's
Patel
a great
has.
Head of hair.
That is...
I'm past... Patience, me. I'm past the days of hair.
Yeah.
One of the luxuries in life I do not have anymore.
Well,
hair. Well, no, when you get old, your hair stops growing on your head and it grows out of your nose and your ears.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah. Anton, appreciate the time, man. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me, guys.
Congratulations. It's not supposed to be this easy. For everybody else is like grinding for years. I know you've probably been playing hockey since before you could walk, but at 22 years old, already a champion, that has to feel pretty damn good.
Yeah, I mean, it feels unbelievable. Everything has happened pretty fast in my last 2 years since I came here to Florida to try to get the NHL spot, which I didn't even know. It wasn't like guaranteed. I was coming to the camp and I didn't know if I'm going to go back to Europe, stay here, go to HL. So everything has happened fast, but I'm just trying to improve every day and enjoying every day.
And now you're a champ at 22. That's awesome.
How cool was it to see? I saw some of the Cub went to Finland and whatnot. Like, what was the response there like? Because I saw like Barkov had a day there and like an arena. You guys had your own float in the parade. Was there an extra level of special to have that grouping on this team for your country?
Oh yeah, for sure. Just overall, for me coming here, I didn't talk this good, or I wasn't confident to even talk English when I came here. So the help I've got from these guys over the 3 years has been huge. And to be able to share something like this with your closest friends, it was unbelievable. And we've been together pretty much every day, you know. We see each other more than guys see their families because we travel a lot, we practice a lot. So it's been a really fun time to be around these guys.
You guys were just at the Heat Arena, yeah?
Yeah.
How was that experience? Because, like, they've won their champions, but there's nothing like the Stanley Cup. Like, were they all kind of in awe when you guys brought the trophy there?
Yeah, so it was a really cool moment, you know. It's a sport that's one of the biggest sports in the world, and to be able to see the locker rooms and meet some of the coaches and some of the players was special. Even to see on the walls, you know, they had unbelievable great pictures of their parades, their winning teams, pictures of them celebrating. It was cool because there's a lot of history in that arena and in that organization. So for us to be able to bring one cup, I know they have a few more over the years, but
there's nothing like the Stanley Cup. There is nothing like the Stanley Cup.
But overall, just like all of the coaches and the guys, they were very interested about how we do things. They were asking us questions and thoughts. So it was cool to see, you know, you go both sides, you know. We obviously follow them, but to see that they were living with us during the playoff run, so that was cool to hear.
Are you as crazy for basketball as Barkov is? Because Barkov loves the Heat. I remember the game where D-Wade knocked him in the head as he was sitting in the stands.
Not as big a fan as him, but he actually took me to a couple of the games, so it's been fun to see it as myself too.
We were asking just Carter about this, the insane scene that was the parade, because it's you know, I was sitting in a safe spot. I was at a restaurant, second level, and I'm just watching the lightning crash all over the place. The rain's coming down, and everybody's just so happy and acting like maniacs. Like, what is the thing that you immediately go to when you think about parade day?
Just having a blast. Like, no worries, just enjoying it, you know. A lot of people ask me what was the most fun thing about winning, and I always say, like, the first night when the families came to the locker room, we shared a moment, everybody was so happy, moms, dads, kids, grandfathers, grandmothers, everybody wanted to come was there. But the parade, same thing, we had the buses, it was really good organized the whole thing. There was families in the buses. We had so much fun. It rained. Didn't matter. You know, we're not made of sugar. So we we went through it. But overall, it was such a fun day to be able to share with the whole city and the whole South Florida.
You take this summer now, like at your age, I know you got, you know, even more, you know, big time goals for yourself. So, like, you, was there... get right back to work for you, because you're still, you know, early in your career, and so the next steps that you want to take, like, did you work on anything specific this summer, or was it you know, more just healing your body, because that was a hell of a back-to-back runs that you guys had?
Yeah, for me it was hard to really understand how big it was to win, you know. You kind of start to understand the longer the time goes, but to see the guys like Kyle Postel being in the league for such a long time, winning the cup, just emotions, to be honest, it's hard to put myself in his shoes. You know, like, I'm still so early on, but I know it's hard to win. You won't even make the playoff every year. Hopefully we do, but do not take it as it's going to happen every year. Was the goal for me, but the summer, you know, you celebrate it for a while, but at some point you wanna turn page, you wanna get back to work, you wanna improve yourself and be sure you're gonna win it again. Come ready to camp and be hungrier than before.
Anton Lundell, thanks for the time, man. We really appreciate you. Congratulations. All the best. We'll take a break here on the show and back with more after this.